Okay, following the most momentous, one of the momentous events in our history, probably second to Matan Torah, and that is the splitting of the Red Sea, the Jews travel to a place called Midbar Shur in the wilderness. And they're traveling for 3 days in the wilderness and they don't find water. They come to a place called Marah. The reason why the place was called Marah is because of what transpired there at this point, which is, they could not find any water to drink. And they complained to Moshe, and they said, Manishta, what should we drink? We have nothing to drink. So Moshe cries out to Hashem, Vayereu Hashem eats, Hashem shows him a tree, Vayashlech el hamayim, he throws the tree into the water, Vayimtiku hamayim. In other words, there was water there, and the water was bitter. That's why the place was called Marah. Marah means bitter. So when he threw this piece of wood into the water became sweet, and they were able to drink. And then we come to a very cryptic phrase. The pasuk concludes, Sham sam loy chayk u'mishpat. There he placed for it, referring apparently to the nation. To the nation. There he placed for it chayk u'mishpat. A chayk and a mishpat. Unclear what exactly that means in this context. The sham nisahu. And there he tested it. There he placed for it a chayk and a mishpat, and there he tested it. That's the statement. And then it continues that he said, Im shamaya tishma l'kayl Hashem l'kecha, if you listen to the voice of Hashem, and you do what's upright in His eyes, and you are very closely attentive to His mitzvahs, and you observe all of His statutes, then all of the diseases which I placed on Mitzrayim I will not place on you, because I am Hashem, your healer. That's the passage. So the Ramban deals with this phrase. Sham samlai chayk u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. What does that mean? So Rashi has his approach. Rashi's approach is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that in Marah, the Jews were given a few mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs, the Gemara mentions. Shabbos, Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which was used to purify someone who became spiritually contaminated from a corpse. And dinin. Dinin are the obligation to set up a legal system. Those were three mitzvahs that they were given in Marah. So I assume that he's translating chayk as the classic understanding of the word chayk, which is a mitzvah for which we don't know the reason. Parah Aduma is a classic example of a chayk. The red heifer. We have no idea why a red heifer purifies somebody who became spiritually contaminated from the dead. We have no idea. So that's a classic chayk, a mitzvah for which we don't know the reason. And dinin, the setting up of a legal system, is a classic example of a mishpat, of a mitzvah for which we do understand a reason. It's something that we would have assumed to be an obligation, even if the Torah had not mentioned it. So here we have a chayk and a mishpat. So I assume that's how Rashi and the Gemara and Sanhedrin are translating this word chayk and mishpat. And sham nisahu, says Rashi, what does it mean there? He tested it. He tested them to see how they would react to the lack of water. Because they reacted by demanding, ma nishteh, what should we drink? A complaint. By Ilainu, the pasuk describes it as a complaint. Whereas they should have made a very respectful request. They should have said, please pray for us so that we can obtain water. That's what they should have said. Instead of saying, please pray for us so that we can obtain water, they said, what should we drink? It was a very negative and disrespectful way of asking for water. That's there he tested it. The test was to see how they would react to the lack of water. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban has a problem with that. One of his problems is that if this was actually a law that was given to the Jews, and it should have been introduced the way every law in the Torah is introduced, by Daver Hashem al Moshe Lema. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daver al Bnei Israel, speak to Bnei Israel and command them thus. Right? That's how every other law is introduced. So why would these laws be any different? So he says it wasn't the commandment. They weren't being commanded to observe any laws here. So the Ramban says what was really going on. Sham samlay chayk umishpat. The Ramban says is that chayk is also used in the context of the way it is, a system. And he brings a few psukim to prove this, and we don't have time to go into them. And he says mishpat is a measure. When something is done in a measurable way, it's called a mishpat. So he says that the Moshe was introducing them to the ways of the Midbar. They're complaining about water, and Moshe's reaction is, this is the way it's going to be in the Midbar. There's going to be a lack of food and a lack of drink, and this is a test to see how much faith we can show in Hashem. How much faith are we going to have in the face of this lack of water? That's what was going on here. So Sham, Sam Loi Chayku Mishpat means there he presented to them the system, the Chayk and the Mishpat. Visham Niso, and there he tested it by seeing how the nation would react in its faith to the lack of water. Being that that's the system, how do they react in their faith to that system?